are not alone. If you are lonely when you feel afraid, you're not the only, we are all the same. In need of mercy, to be forgiven and be free. It's all you got to lean on, but thank God it's all you need. And all the people said amen. Oh, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. Rich or poor, well it doesn't matter, weak or strong, you know love is what we're after. We are all broken, but we're all in this together. God knows we stumble and we fall, and he so loved the world he sent his son to save us all. And all the people said amen. Oh, said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. Blessed are poor in spirit, who are torn apart. Blessed are the persecuted and the pure of heart. Blessed are the people hungry for another star. For theirs is the kingdom, the kingdom of God. Oh, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen.
Hello, church, and welcome to this evening service, this youth service. That was a new song called All the People Said Amen by Matt Mayer. So first we'll have our prayers by Louisa to open our service.
Dear Lord, we thank you that everyone here tonight has made their way safely. Okay. Lord, we ask that you be with Jacob and Jemima, as they unfortunately cannot be with us tonight, and anyone else who might need your help now. Lord, we ask that you help the leaders of our government and of the countries involved with the Ukraine-Russia conflict. We ask you give those countries the help they need to resolve this democratically and peacefully. Lord, we ask you that you now open our ears and minds to receive your holy word. Amen.
Brilliant. So all of our notices for the church, they told me that there was nothing special that I needed to mention, but it's all in the booklet that you get by the door as you come in. So yeah, look in there for... Oh, is my not on? Am I on now, Peter? Is that better? Brilliant. So now we're going to sing two songs, one that you may know and one that you may not. And they're just really fun songs, all about having God with us and God in our hearts, God in our souls, to really spur us on to do his work. If you'd like to stand.
Come set Till I am a soul on fire. until all I see is you. God, I'm running for your heart, I'm running for your heart, till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways, I'm waiting for the day.
So now we've got a reading from Emily.
Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Christ Jesus, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
Amen. Amen. Our next song is Purify My Heart. I believe we have a video that Jacob has sent us called A Mechanic for the Lord.
I was just looking for fast life, and I got mixed up in drugs. I ended up getting caught, and I was sentenced to prison life. But before I went, you know, I had an understanding of the Lord. I just didn't live it. And then once I got in prison, it gave me all the time I needed to study. Through my study, I realized that the Lord has blessed me with the talents of being a mechanic. And once upon my release, I continued. And I asked the church if they could help me.
He detailed that he needed some help with his first month's rent to start his business. And while we don't normally help people with businesses, we felt it a worthy calling that Alfonso could not only support himself with this, but he could help other people through his ministry.
So they had gave me a check, and I applied it to the lease, and it's been going ever since then, and that's going on 9 years. Well, I know in the scripture it says to honor everything that you do as you're doing it for the Lord. So every morning I pray about my customers. I pray about my work. If I come into some kind of problem that I can't fix, I'll stop and I'll pray about it, and I'll just put it in God's hands, and it just seems like He's there helping me. Most of the people come here, they're either hurting financially or they have gone through something similar that I've gone through.
I was having vehicle troubles. I was having trouble with money at the time. Couldn't find a place to look at my vehicle. I ended up stumbling across this shop, and I just came right on in and I told him my situation. We just got to talking. He started telling me about how he's a Christian, how he's changed his life. And he ended up showing me how to build a motor from scratch and asking me if I could come to work for him. I just fell in love with him as like a father figure. He's just a great person. He's a great person to work for. I go home knowing every day that if I have a problem, I have somebody to call.
I was going through a really bad addiction to heroin. I was going to rehab at the same time, and he kind of was my extra support. He really has helped me stay sober and get me through it. And he's was interested in knowing how much mechanic knowledge I had, and I told him I wanted to learn more. And he said, well, if you want, I'd be more than happy to employ you as well, and you kind of be by my side and hand me tools and just watch. And then once we get to a place where you have enough knowledge, we can start fixing cars together. One day, he handed me two keys and said, these are yours. I'm going to make you manager of the shop. He is so supportive and so helpful. I can't even thank him enough.
I feel like this business is the Lord's, and I believe He just entrusted me with everything that I have. And He has opened all kinds of opportunity and doors for me. And if it consists of working in an automotive field to help people, that's what I'll do.
And that sentiment is really shown through the next song that we're going to sing. I was told you sang it in the morning service, but I was also told that people love it so much that they won't mind singing it again. So the next song is Heart of Worship.
Looking into my heart. deeper within. Through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, where it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, where it's all about.
One more time.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship, where it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, where it's all about you, all about you,
We've got our message from Jacob, who sent through a video because he's not able to be here with us live. But before we do that, we've got prayers by Emmanuel.
This was not. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for bringing us all here today, this evening, to fellowship and worship in your house. Thank you for helping us to see you working in our lives throughout this week and bring us here today. I pray Jacob's message on the empowerment of the Spirit reaches out and touches us even in his absence here and helps us to push this out this week, that we may see you working in our lives and working in the lives of those around us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Good evening and welcome to this evening's youth-led service. Just want to say a huge thank you to all of you who've made this possible so far. I'm really just thankful that you all stepped up and you did a great job. Thank you for everyone who's taken part in the service so far this evening. This evening we're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 5, and the title of this evening's message is Holy Spirit Empowered Servants. And as a church, we've been looking through the book of Acts, and the person of the Holy Spirit has been taught on so well already. This evening, I really want to just bring out from a different passage in Ephesians 5 what the Holy Spirit empowers us to be, and that one element of that is to be servants. The need for servanthood in our society today is huge, mainly because the fact that society has put more and more of an emphasis on the individual, ourselves, and looking at our own interests and how we can be number one in our lives. Earlier in the service, we looked at the video of the mechanic and how this guy has used his skills and his gift as an auto mechanic to bring other people to the Lord and also to benefit and to serve his community. And just a really good insight of showing us how it doesn't have to be necessarily kind of a ministry as such that comes from a church, but it's an area of life that that person has a skill and he is using to serve others, and in so doing, he is being used by the Holy Spirit to extend God's kingdom here on earth. Jesus gave us the ultimate example of servanthood, and he lived the life on earth as a servant. He came to serve. And so when we look at his life through the Gospels, we realize that actually we should be less interested about our own exploits, if you want to call it that, our own advantages, but rather when we are called to follow Jesus, we're called to follow his example, to be servants. And Jesus, his great commission to the church, to us as believers, is that he will never leave us or forsake us. And in not leaving us, he sent us the Holy Spirit to empower us and to permeate every area of our lives, to change us completely. Because the Holy Spirit, in his empowering us to become servants, we need that empowering because it doesn't come to us naturally. Our natural kind of state is to just be concerned about ourselves. How can we do the best that we can do for our own betterment? How can we achieve as much as we can achieve with the skills that we have? How can we be advantaged in a society? And all those kind of things. That's where we're kind of at. And as a society in general, we are going for that. But that's not what Jesus shows us to do. Now, I'm not saying there's anything necessarily wrong with ambition or achievement or doing well or excellence. But first and foremost, we are called to serve. And that is very much countercultural, to serve others. So I have 4 points this evening that I want to look at. Looking at this example that Jesus has for us to be servants, but also looking at what the Apostle Paul tells us here in Ephesians chapter 5. Firstly, in verse 15, the Apostle Paul says, be very careful how you live. And this first point is reflect. Reflect on how you live. We all, to a degree, are fairly aware of being able to reflect on things that we have done, on our behavior. From very, very young, we are told if we have done something wrong, we need to go and sit on a naughty step, perhaps, and reflect on our behavior. Think about what we've done. And that is what God wants us to do as well, is to reflect on our behavior. Be very careful how we live. Look at how we're living now, and does it match up to God's standards? Reflection is so important for the Christian, and right back in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 9, God says to his people, be careful, watch yourselves closely. Later, Paul again says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12, so if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Again, that realization that we need to be reflecting upon where we are and making sure we don't fall, holding ourselves accountable. See, upon reflection, though, you have to do something about it. To simply reflect and dwell upon our behavior or what we've done, what we've experienced, is not enough. We have to not just reflect, but also resolve. And resolve basically means to bring a solution to a problem. So when there's areas of our life that we realize we need to change and we need the Holy Spirit to change, we have to make a decision to resolve that. Whether it be upon seeking after God more closely or maybe even omitting things in our lives that are not good for us. Discernment is a really big part of that. So resolving to discern what is good for us. And the Holy Spirit brings that, and that's maybe something that we need to look at more, is how do we discern what is good for us? Because some people's discernment is not very good. Other people's is better. So discernment, we have to say, is not necessarily something from within ourselves, but it is from God. The Holy Spirit empowers us to live a life of discernment. So when we look at certain things in our lives, we have to discern what is good. Are we careful how we live? Secondly, is to maximize. Later on in those verses, the Apostle Paul says, making the most of every opportunity. It's language there of making sure that every moment in your life, whether it's just on a daily basis, a weekly, monthly, yearly basis, we are making the most of every opportunity. Why? Because the days are evil, the Apostle Paul says. We live in a world where there's so much conflict for not only our attention, but for our attitudes, for our desires, for our investments, for our time, for our money, for relationships, for resources. There is opportunity to spend so much and yet to gain so little. But God, He wants us to make the most of every opportunity, because every hour of every day is an opportunity. God wants us to live full lives. Not busyness for busyness's sake, though, but lives that are filled with purpose. And the purpose that God has for us is good purpose. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, just a few chapters ago in this book that we're looking at, the Apostle Paul says, do good works that Christ prepared for us beforehand to do. So these good things we know here from this reading, actually, these are not of ourselves. God has directed these works that we are to do. So when we do good things, we need God's empowerment to do them, because they're from God anyway. Which we're told in Scripture that the heart is deceitful, that the human heart is hell-bent, shall we say, that actually good things can't naturally come out of us but by the grace of God. Now, that's not to say that we are not capable of doing anything good, because actually we're made in the image of God. That is, we are a reflection of God's perfection. But we are distorted, and through sin, we don't look anything like that perfect image that God originally created. But do good works. There are so many things that we are all given talents and gifts and abilities in which we can do good. You see, I think that sometimes as a Christian we are reduced to good only being able to operate within the four walls of the church building. But actually doing good is so much more than that. It affects our communities, it affects our families, our friendships, our work lives, our school lives. Doing good to others. It could be befriending people, speaking to people to minimize that kind of isolation that they might be feeling, being kind to people, helping people with homework, with their job role. Maybe it's even less of a proactive thing, but a reactive thing. Are we quicker to actually be gracious to people and to speak in words of kindness to people rather than to criticize and to judge? You see, these good works are not necessarily of ourselves, because it is really difficult to behave in that way. And that, again, is showing us that we need the Holy Spirit, His empowerment in our lives. That word there in the reading, understand. Understanding takes work. And you'll know for yourselves if you're studying for exams or a test in class, or even something to work, whether it be a driving test even, you need to work towards understanding. Understanding is not something that you get automatically just from the feeding of information. Maybe even this evening, what I'm telling you, you're not quite understanding. Understanding requires work. Skills and knowledge take time, and they need to be worked out. The example of the mechanic earlier on in the service, it takes years to develop that skill. And even nowadays, the automotive industry is changing so much that someone who was a mechanic 20, 30 years ago, a lot of the jobs will look very, very different now with the rise of like electric cars and all that kind of thing. We need to work to understand. So maximize, make the most of every opportunity and work. Thirdly, influence. What influences us? If you go a couple verses down, you see that Paul says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. So again, I ask the question, what influences us? Now, probably for most of us here, we are fairly safe to say that we're probably not influenced by wine. But if that isn't it, then that's something that needs to be worked through. But there will undoubtedly be other influences, other things that influence us. The term influencer has really grown in popularity in recent years, especially with social media. So you can be an Instagram influencer or a Snapchat influencer, Facebook, even though that is kind of getting a little bit old now. There are other platforms up and coming where you can influence people. So much of our lives and interactions with others is about influence. And without realizing it, we have influence on others. We don't have to be a social media influencer to have influence. And we also don't need to be really aware of what's going on around us to be influenced. I don't know if you've ever played the game, it's Logo, it's a branding game. And there's other things where you can do them on your phone as well, and there's apps or games where you have to recognize the brand or the logo or slogan. And I play this quite a few times now, and I realized that I was being influenced by things that I really, bizarrely, didn't know I was being influenced. Now, there are a lot of things that you recognize, like McDonald's, or you might know that by I'm Loving It, or it could be the Pizza Hut, or it could be, you might know the logo for BMW or Mercedes, or you might know the logo for Sony or for Samsung or Apple. Whatever it is, there are influences going on around us that maybe we didn't realize we're being influenced by until we break it down and recognize it. But what influences us as Christians? Or rather, what should influence us as Christians? Instead, and that instead is a huge, huge thing that Paul is saying. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Instead of being influenced by anything that's going on in the world around you today, whether it be the fear of a disease, whether it be the fear of war or rumors of war, whether it be the fear of addiction, whether it be trends, whether it be social media, whether it be what our friends are doing, whether it be fashion, whatever it is, instead be filled with the Spirit. We need to have the Holy Spirit's empowerment and infilling in us so that He, that God, is the biggest influence on our lives. It has to be. He has to be the biggest influence in our lives. Now, you might say, well, how? How can God be the biggest influence on my life? There are many ways that we can do that. Ultimately, it is God, and we need to be open to the Holy Spirit infilling us and empowering us. But fourthly and finally, it's worship. The last verses in our reading of Ephesians chapter 5 is worshiping God. How are we filled with the Spirit? It's really quite simple. It's worship. And worship isn't just singing or praising God. Worship basically means, if you look at the word itself, it's giving worth to something. Something that is worthy of praise, of your time, of your devotion, of your attention. Worship needs to be directed towards God. So our attention needs to be towards God. In the reading, it's speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and always giving thanks. See, we are called to worship because when we worship, we are removing the distraction and we're saying no to the influence of other things, and we are focusing on God. And let me be clear, this doesn't need to happen in a church service. This doesn't need to happen just when we meet together for an hour on a Sunday. Worship is a lifestyle. Worship is a transformative thing that has happened in your life so that actually you realize that the only thing worthy of your attention, the only thing that you want to look at the world with, is when the Holy Spirit comes, empowers you to worship God. God is worthy of worship because He is the beginning and the end. He is the same. He has not changed with trends. He loved you. He loves you, and He will always love you. For God so loved you that He sent His one and only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in Him will not die, but have everlasting life. Is God not worthy of worship? Because He has given us everything in Jesus Christ. Again, the idea of resolve, solution, changing something up to bring something better. We need to resolve to allow worship to be coming out of our mouths and our hearts in words and action towards God and other people. Worship is everything. And the Holy Spirit empowers us to serve others when we are worshiping God, when we are giving Him the attention, when we are giving Him the focus, when we are being influenced by God. And we are influenced by God when we are spending time in His Word and when we're praying to Him and we're listening to God. What is God saying to us? So today, actually this week, and hopefully this message sticks and begins a journey in our hearts that we say we want to be Holy Spirit empowered servants to serve others and to serve God, to change our communities, the lives of those around us through worship. This needs to change. This needs to change in us. It needs to change in myself, because this is everything. This is real. This is serious. So today I just want to encourage you again. God loves you, and He has sent the Holy Spirit now to empower you, not to leave you weak and helpless, but to empower you through the filling of His Holy Spirit to be a servant. And there's no better place to be, because Jesus, He came to seek and to save the lost. Jesus is our servant King. Amen.
Can the band come up as I just say a final prayer? So Father God, we thank You so much for Jacob's message today and all of the things that we learned and took away from it. Lord, we pray that You help us to reflect, especially on what influences us and whether that's taking away from You and You speaking into our lives. We pray that our lives will be an act of worship to You, and that we'll be able to maximize and make the most of every opportunity that you give us to really reach out and spread Your word. Lord, as we go into the coming week, help us not to forget what we've learned today. Sometimes Sundays can be sort of a light in a dull week. Lord, help us to just take it forward and really remember it in our hearts and take it through the whole week so that we don't get tired and don't get lethargic, but we're always there praising You in everything that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. We've got one more song that is really, that's really an old song. It's the first song that we did, All the People Said Amen. Gave you a chance to have a listen to it, and now you're gonna sing it with us. Ready?
you are lonely, when you feel afraid, you're not the only, we are all the same, in need of mercy, to be forgiven and be free. It's all you got to lean on, but thank God it's all you need. And all the people said amen. Oh, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. If you're rich or poor, it doesn't matter, weak or strong, you know love is what we're after. We're all broken, but we're all in this together. God knows we stumble and we fall. He so loved the world that he sent his son to save us all. And all the people said amen. Oh, and all the people said amen. Love never ends, and all the people said amen. Blessed are the torn apart, blessed are the persecuted and the pure heart, blessed are the people hungry for another start, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And all the people said amen. Oh, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen. Oh, and all the people said amen. Thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends, and all the people said amen.
And so that brings us to the end of the service. If we'd like to say the blessing together. And grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now forevermore. Amen. Brilliant. Teas and coffees will be served in the lounge. Yeah, go one more. Thank you.
Forgiven and be free. It's all you got to lean on, but thank God it's all you need. And all the people said amen. Oh, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. If you're rich or poor, well, it doesn't matter, weak or strong, you know love is what we're after. We're all broken, but we're all in this together. God knows we stumble and we fall. And he so loved the world, he sent his son to save us all. And all the people say amen. Oh, said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people say amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit, who are torn apart. Blessed are the persecuted and the pure in heart. Blessed are the people hungry for another start, for they kingdom of God. And all the people say amen. Oh, and all the people say amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people say amen.
One more time.
And all the people say amen. Oh, and all the people say amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people say amen.
Thank you, thank you. It's nice, isn't it?